Him above. Into thy hands, O God, for thy glory and thy purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our preacher for the morning is Reverend Connell Evans. Reverend Evans is a retired police officer, state trooper. If he gave you a ticket and your travel, forgive him. He's a graduate of Prairie View A&M University.
Yeah.
He's a member of the fraternity Phi Beta Sigma. And he's a preacher of the Almighty God. I do forgive him for the mistake he made in choosing a fraternity. But I pray for him as he stands to proclaim God's word. Our young people will be going back home, back to high school, and some will be returning back to college. Let me ask all of our college students who will be returning back to college to please stand, that we may recognize you in worship today. All of our college students, I see one in the back. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our prayers are with you as you continue your pursuit of excellence in education.
like Jesus, my all and all. And if I'm in trouble, on his name I call. If I didn't trust him, I'll be less than a man. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, I learn how to stand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding. And the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, I learn how to stand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Good afternoon, Second Baptist Church and visitors. Choir, thank you. Mr. Lee, we're going to get you to sing more with the men's choir. The pastors, ministers on the pulpit, guests and ushers. This morning, we talked about storms coming into your life. Today, this evening, I'm going to tell you about when a storm comes in your life, that God's got your back. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, for this. Allow me to stand and proclaim your word. Lord, I ask that you touch someone and let them know that you're with them beside going through a storm, that you're always with them from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, and you watch, have an angel watching over you at night. Until he shakes and breathes a fresh breath of air into your lungs. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. From the text on Exodus 14, 19 and 20. Excuse me. And it says, an angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the clouds went from and before their face, and stood behind them. And it came the camp between, it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud of darkness to them, but it gave light by night to those, so that one came not near the other all night. And the title of this one is When God's Got Your Back. You see, there are many players on the stage in our life. Our cast is chosen even before we are born. The mother and father who will birth you, the teacher who will educate you, the seductor who will tempt you, and the enemies who will challenge you. All of these enter your life with the attempt to leave an unforgettable mark. Life is tough, church. And we would end up permanently scarred or worse, but for one thing. God's got our back.
Yes, that's right.
See, we don't get to choose the players on our stage. We aren't privileged to sit and audition the people who will impact our lives. See, if you like me, there are at least a few players you could think of who you would have cut from your cast.
Yeah.
Number one is the banker who wouldn't give me a loan. The other one who is a friend who stabbed you in the back. And if you live long enough, you're going to get stabbed in the back by one of your friends. There's always players in your stage with mess. I say with mess that we could live without. But that's life. It has its ups and downs. You can't get to the valley without going over the mountain. But there is good news. See, your life is preordained and protected if you follow the Lord. No one learned that better than the Israelites. When the young Hebrew nation left Egypt, they had no idea what their next act would be when the curtains went up. They just had to trust God, and when they found themselves between a rock and a hard place, when the Red Sea was in front of them and Pharaoh and his army was behind them, God proved to them that he had their back. Oh, y'all know the story. We see it every year. It's not a pretty. It's not pretty at all, but it has a great ending. The Israelites was running scared when, though the death angels had just slain the firstborn of Egypt right before their eyes. Doubt is a powerful weapon of Satan. The fleeing nation of more than a million came to the shores of the Red Sea. And they thought, we are done for. That's where our mind goes when we can't see through the darkness. We think we are done for. But how many of you know that we serve a God who can turn water into walls and mud into a highway? If you just trust him. First, God says, you have to follow me one step at a time.
Yes.
That's all you need to do. It's the only way you can get enough to through things we call life. God is not going to send you a printout from heaven of all the red flags and events in your future. If he did, where would be the trust? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
You have to believe what you cannot see. That's faith. When you see mountains looming on your horizon and you start wondering how you're going to scale those heights, just trust God. Here's a good example. Back in 1988, there were some blind skiers. They were taught by sight skiers to navigate the course. The sighted skiers would call out the commands, left, right, jump. And the blind skiers would obey their command. That's what our Christian life should be like. In this life, we should know what direction to take, but God does. We have to learn to rely solely on the word of the only one who is truly sighted, God himself. His word gives us directions we need to finish the course one step at a time. Then God said, don't be afraid of my detours. See, if your life takes an abrupt turn that leads you away from your mountain, It's not because God doesn't want you to turn. He wants to turn you into a first-rate climber. He may just want to show you an easier way to go. For the Israelites, that detour was the Red Sea. It didn't make any sense to them because they were focusing on the natural properties of the water. It hadn't been more than a few days from their departure from Egypt. It hadn't been more than a few days, and already they had forgotten about the supernatural powers of God. That sometimes frustrates me as a Christian. See, we go through trials after trials, experiencing victories after victories, and end up and at the hands of God, and yet we become brain dead every time we confront it with another challenge. I'm talking about myself also. See, sometimes we get spiritual amnesia. God's plan is like this. If you want to experience peace that surpasses all understanding, you got to learn to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Sure, there will be some unexpected detours in your life. Sure, you will stumble sometime, even when God take you down an easy pass, because you don't always watch where you're going. But if you belong to the Lord, he will help you get back on your feet, because God's got your back. God says, keep your eyes on me. We get all confused when we start trusting our own strength, because we know our own limitations. We know how frail we are, how fearful we are, how imperfect and inadequate we are. We like a young American Indian boy who went through the greatest challenge in life. At 13, after learning to hunt, scout, and fish, he was put to one final test. He was placed in a dense forest to spend the entire night alone. Until that day, he had never been away from the security of his family and the tribe. But on this night, he was blindfolded and taken several miles away. When he took off the blindfold, he was in the midst of a thick forest, and he was terrified. Every time a twig snapped, he visualized a wild animal ready to pounce on him. It was the longest night of his life. But when dawn broke, and the first ray of light, sunlight entered the interior of the forest, the boy looked around and saw flowers, trees, and the outline of the path. And he saw something else. He saw a figure of a man standing just a few feet away from him, armed with a bow and arrow. It was his father. He had been there all night. See, God knows our limitation. He knows our weakness. He even knows our fears. He knows just how much we can handle. And he is with us throughout the darkest night, armed with his sovereign powers. He is never more than a prayer away. Have you ever considered how many times the Lord's angels have had to take charge of you? Lest you dash your foot against a stone? He was there when you told your first lie. He was there when you took your first drink. He was there when you broke your marriage vows. He was there when you had no where you was, had no business being at. He was there when men plotted and conspired against you. He's always there for those who belong to him. There are many players on this stage of Glastonbury. You remember the scene? There was Judas in his betrayal. There was Peter in his sword. There were soldiers and a weapon. And though they were all in a crucial part of that stage in Jesus' earthly life, they were not instrumental at all. The whole encounter was between Jesus and the soldiers. It was between God and Satan. And when God's got your back, Satan doesn't have a chance. When God says he'll keep you safe, he means it. Hell will have to get through him to get to you. Like the Israelites, your story name might be pretty, but it has a great ending. You got something better than God's angels watching your back. See, each one of you got Jesus. He was made so much better than the angels, as he had by the inheritance attained more excellent name than they. See, his name is bread of life, because he feeds you when you're hungry. His name is the bright morning star, because he leads you through the darkness. His name is the living water, because he quenches your thirst. His name is the Prince of Peace, because he calms the raging storms. His name is Doctor, because he'll be your physician in the sick room. His name is the Attorney, because he will be your lawyer in the courtroom. His name is Advocate, the Anchor, the Alpha, and the Anointing of God. His name is the only begotten Son, the Branch, the Bread, the Bridegroom, the Bishop. His name is Captain of my soul, my consolidation, my cornerstone, my Counselor Christ. His name is David. He's my deliverer, my spring, my day spring, the door and the desires of my nation. See, you may feel like you're lost in the darkness, but yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because God has got my back, and he's got your back too. You may feel like the whole world betrayed you, but God has got your back. And when Jesus said he will get you home, he will get you home, because he's got your back. When you have no one else to turn to, when you see that no one else is on your side, know that you can count on Jesus, because he said, I'll be there for you. I'll be your bridge over troubled water. I'll be strong for you. So cast your fears aside. I got your back. You never have to worry, because I never rest. I got your back. If someone get in your space, it's me their face. Any place and any time. Oh yeah, I got your back. You know that I've got your back, and you can depend on it. No matter where you go or what you do, God has got your back. He created you. He's your security. He's your lover. He's your father. He's your mother. He is all you need. So anything you need, you just look to the heavens, which come your help, because your help is going to come from him. Because we as men, we tend to fail you. But God was not a failing God.
That's right.
He doesn't fail anybody. He will protect you no matter what you're going through.
Yeah.
You're never too low for him, and you don't get too high for him, because he's higher than anybody else. God has got you back, church, no matter what. I thank God that he will keep me, and I'll keep looking to the hills, which come my help. Because my help is going to come from the Lord. Because you are safe in his arms. You are covered under the blood of Jesus. And I just want this one thing to say. God has got your back.
And all the people of God said, amen. How many of you know that God has your back? Thanks be to God for the message and for the messenger. I'm gonna preach that. Amen. I'm gonna preach that. Thank you for sharing the word of God. Church is standing, the door to my Father's house is standing open. This morning we had two persons to join Second Baptist. Mr. Bird, who is the husband of Crystal Smith Bird. And then we had the wife of Brother Clement Bruce to join our church. And so we thank God. But there is room at the cross for you. We offer you now the opportunity to come. What shall I render to God for all his benefits for? Shall I render? The door to my Father's house is standing open. We invite you to come. You may come by letter, by Christian experience, candidate for baptism, but we invite you to come. Come on, say it, choir. All that I can render is my body and my soul. God has everything. Deacons, would you walk the floor? Deacons, would you walk?
Everything.
We have someone to walk with you. You won't have to walk alone. Come on, choir. What? You may be seated. God has been good to me. He's had my back. I'm sure he's been good to you. He's had your back. Don't know about you, but I won't complain. I won't complain because God has been good to me. Sister Lee, I won't complain. Hallelujah.
I've had some good days.
Can you identify with that?
I've had some hills to climb.
Surely you can identify with that.
I've had some lonely days and some sleepless nights.
Hallelujah.
But
what about
when
you?
When I look around and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days, I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low.
What?
I can hardly see the road. could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good to me. He draws all of my tears away.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you,
Lord. I won't complain.
Church is standing. God has been so good to me.
He's been good to me. Oh, there's a soul for you. Could ever be. He's been so good to me. He dries all of my tears away. He turns every midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Receive now the blessings of the Lord. O Lord our God, the creator, the sustainer of our being, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your provisions. We thank you that you are God in the fields as well as in the city. As we go now, we go rejoicing that though the storms keep on coming, we have a God that is the ruler over the winds and the waves. And so we bless your name for having our backs. As we go down from this mountain, we go rejoicing that no matter what comes our way, you're there. In our lonely hours, you are there. And so we thank you for your rod and for your shield that protects us from the evil one. As we go out rejoicing that we've heard a word from heaven. Pray your blessings upon Reverend Evans as he continues to serve among us. Pray your blessings upon his wife, upon his children and his children's children. And now we remember what you said to Moses, to say to Aaron, when you bless the people, say these words: the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you, the Lord be gracious unto you, the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you his peace, his protection, his power. In the precious name of Christ our Lord we pray. And all the people of God said amen.
Amen.
And those who were not afraid shouted hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go in peace. Thank you. Don't forget the keys to the Cadillac.